Welcome to episode 238 of The Low Blow. I am Justin Goodrum, riding solo this week on this lovely Saturday morning. It's going to be a quick show. On today's show, basically, we're going to focus on an interview that Jorge has done recently. If you're listening to this today, Saturday, August 29th, Leo Santa Cruz will be in action on ESPN for the Premier Boxing Champion Series. So you can be able to check him out. And Jorge conducted an interview with Leo Santa Cruz. I'm just discussing his fight and other future opponents. So at the end of this podcast, you'll be able to listen to that interview. But I just wanted to give my thoughts overall on the latest breaking news. Originally, I was trying to do this on Friday, but there's so much breaking news Friday night. I just thought I had to give my thoughts on the whole Ronda Rousey Holly Holm situation. Now, this fight was originally set to go down January 2nd, 2016. But because of an injury to Robbie Lawler, forcing the Carlos Condit-Robbie Lawler fight to be canceled, Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm has been placed as the main event of UFC 193 on November 15th, November 14th in North America. Very interesting. I think we don't live in Australia, so the predictions of the Condit-Lawler fight selling out the stadium, it was really unknown, at least to me, as a North American MMA fan, as to how the UFC was going to pull this off. But with this new main event with Ronda Rousey being so hot and so popular, I think it's possible for them to actually have an opportunity to sell the stadium show out. So it really tells you a couple of things. One, how loyal Ronda Rousey is to the UFC having, you know, a fight rescheduled for about 2 months early. I think that's, you know, big props that goes to to Ronda Rousey for doing that. I think from the Holly Holm perspective, it's interesting because I think she's taken a lot of heat. I think, she's a very classy fighter, a very professional athlete, so I'm not really surprised of her response to this entire thing. At least in my opinion, I still have the same thoughts as I did when she first got the fight in terms of the fight matchup. I think this is the most compelling matchup in the division. I still favor Ronda Rousey. I'm not going to be biased. I'm still will pick Ronda to win. At the same time, I think Holly has that style to at least make it interesting and to at least pose some problems to Ronda she's never seen before. At the same time, the ground disparity is just so huge, and if Ronda's aggressive, I think this fight could end fairly early. So it just kind of depends on Ronda's mindset in terms of her respecting Holly Holm's fight ability. Another aspect that we haven't discussed is Miesha Tate. Miesha Tate was promised this fight against Ronda Rousey when Miesha defeated Jessica Eye earlier this year. It was very interesting for Miesha Tate to really, if we're being honest here, totally get robbed of the opportunity to fight for the title. And I absolutely think she has a case here to be angry at the UFC, and especially just the unprofessional manner in which the UFC handled the situation in terms of even telling her and her manager. I just think, in my opinion, this is another, you know, frustration point, I think, for fighters in terms of their rights as individuals, in terms of them being able to have, you know, the sponsorship money in terms of certain aspects of their contracts when they enter the UFC and when they're promised title shots. And in this situation for Miesha Tate, she was promised a title opportunity. She didn't get it. I think it's a lesson for all fighters that until the ink is dry on the contract, you can't really take what Dana White has to say that seriously. So, in my opinion, I think it's just too bad for Miesha Tate, and it really just tells you what else. What else does she have to do? It's a catch-22 situation. I mean, this is not, you know, Rich Franklin when he fought Anderson Silva twice, where, you know, he can move up to the light heavyweight division. He can fight other contenders and then, you know, wait till Anderson loses the title. I mean, this is a situation in which, you know, with Miesha, she can't cut down to 125. And there's no 145-pound division. I mean, that's really our only hope is if the UFC adds a 145-pound division, which that could be, I don't think that's too unlikely. I mean, you have Cyborg. I mean, if you take a look at a lot of the women, as long as they can replenish that 135-pound division, I mean, you're going to see a lot of these bantamweights move up just by proxy of fighting Ronda Rousey. I mean, being destroyed by her. So you take a look at, you know, Amanda Nunes, who's pretty big for the weight class, Holly Holm. I think Miesha Tate. You have Cyborg, Marlis Kunis, and Bellator. I think you can make it happen with some Invicta fighters. I don't think it's too impossible within the next couple of years to see that happen. But for now, I feel bad for Miesha Tate. She's just, you know, waiting just, you know, for another opportunity. I think the other argument was for Misha specifically for not having the trilogy was that she lost two times already, which I understand that. At the same time, this is a good point. I mean, for hardcore MMA fans, I mean, if it comes down to her being a draw, then there's no argument. Because to me, she's super popular. People are really into her personality and her fighting style. And at least in my opinion, given her the trilogy fight, for a lot of casual fans, they probably didn't see the first fight. It was on Showtime. And they probably have limited memories of the second fight. So them having a trilogy, especially with the bad blood, people are going to watch. So this whole thing that people don't want to see it, people are going to buy it still. And honestly, the way Ronda Rousey is, in terms of her being a favorite, she's going to be a massive favorite anyway. So there's huge, you know, cons for any fight Ronda Rousey has. So I think that's fairly interesting. Now, from a Carlos Condit perspective, he was very sad on Inside MMA. We're going to post that interview on our Facebook page, so please go check that out. Apparently, it was a thumb injury that derailed Robbie Lawler. If this thumb injury is going to prolong Robbie Lawler's return to the octagon heading into 2016, I think, unfortunately, Carlos Condit's going to have to take another fight. I think if Robbie Lawler can somehow get cleared by, I would say, January, mid-January, I think he can hang out till then. But honestly, this does not look good for Carlos Condit at all in terms of getting the title shot. This is what he had to say. It's obviously disappointing, he told Access TV, but this is something I've been through before, and it's the nature of the sport. At this point, nope, I'm not fighting on a card, so he's been pulled out. And nope, I haven't been offered any other opponents. Nothing other than the news that Robbie is out. We won't have a timeline at this point of his return, but we'll see. So I'm going to kind of let the rest of the interview, you'll be able to watch on our Facebook page, but it's a really sad situation, and it's just really unfortunate for Carlos Condit. Also, some other news real quickly, and it concerns Ronda and Floyd going back and forth in news media. This has been all over ESPN, very interesting enough. It's really popular. The whole feud, I think, is kind of ridiculous. The whole thing about who makes more money is ridiculous. It's just one big cluster that people are into. I don't really understand it in terms of, you know, being a hardcore fan, but I guess, you know, casual fans like to talk about this kind of stuff. You know, myself and Jorge, we don't. So that's going to pretty much end our show. Again, I'd like to thank our partners, as always, MyMMAnews.com and SouthwestFight.com for always supporting us. So now, stay tuned for a very special interview with Leo Santa Cruz. Very short interview, pretty much discussing his fight tonight and discussing his future opponents with Jorge Hernandez. Always does a great job with these interviews, so please go check that out. And we'll be back next week with a full episode of The Low Blow. You've been listening to episode 238 of The Low Blow. I am Justin Goodrum by myself. We will see you next time. Enjoy the fights tonight on ESPN.
Jorge Hernandez with Combat Sports Weekly here with Leo Santa Cruz. How do you feel? A big fight against Abner Mattis in August.
And I feel excited, happy to that fight got made. The fans wanted it, I wanted it, Mattis wanted it, so I think it's a very important one.
It's 2 years in the making. Does it feel like it's been that long, or have you just been taking care of business, whoever's in front of you?
It doesn't feel that long, but I've been taking care of business. I wanted to fight him since a while ago. He didn't want to, and now then he wanted it to, but I made him wait a little bit too, so now the fight happened, and the fans still want it, so I think it's going to be a great fight.
Is it all surprising that it's finally happening?
Yeah, no. Well, the truth is, I knew it was going to get made. He was up there, I'm up here, so I think I knew it was going to make happen sooner or later.
Yeah, now your last few fights, you know, you've been a heavy favorite. Now, people, you know, often criticize that, but I mean, it's not really your fault because it's the matchmaking. So how do you go into these fights, you know, with the criticism that's coming from people?
No, I just go out there and do what I do in the gym. I go to, I train really hard to go out there and give a great fight, and that's why when I'm in the ring, I just concentrate, I want to get the win and just get the victory.
How important is it that this fight's happening in Los Angeles here in the United States for all the American and Mexican fans?
Very important. That's where we have our fans, our hometown. That's where my hometown, where I've been raised and trained there all my life, so I think it's really great for all my fans to see me there.
Now, you had Carl Frampton. I'm sure you saw him here tonight. What did you think of him as a possible future opponent for you?
Yeah, no, he's a great fighter. He has great skills, great power, everything. But, you know, he got hit good, so I think that's where we could catch him.
Yeah, so you definitely would like consider him a future opponent?
Yeah, of course. Hopefully, first we don't want to look past our fight against Miles. Yeah. Hopefully, we get the win against him, and, yeah, we could talk about the fight against him.
Yeah, finally, for all the fans there, about your fight coming up with Miles.
Yeah, no, thank you for all the support. Don't miss that fight on August 29th. We're going to go out there. We're going to leave everything in the ring. We're going to get a great fight for the fans.
Leo Santa Cruz, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. Okay.